Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
The Gospel of Matthew begins with an inspired account of the genealogy of Jesus. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "A record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the Son of David." The very first reference to Jesus is to declare that he is a direct descendant of King David. Then Matthew goes back to the very beginning of the Israelite nation to tell of the generations from Abraham to the birth of Jesus by Mary, the virgin, wife of Joseph. Why would Matthew make such a point to begin with Jesus Christ as King David's son? The reason is because the promised and expected Messiah was prophetically announced that he would sit on his father David's throne. God promised David that through him, the line of kings would bring forth an heir that would sit on his throne forever. God so established his kingdom by exalting his son Jesus as the King of Kings. On the day the people welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem, their cry was, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." That's found in Matthew 21. On one occasion, Jesus asked some who were there, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They replied, "The Son of David." Matthew 22. When Jesus asked that question, it had been over 600 years since Israel had a king. Israel had been ruled by Babylon, Persia, and at the time of Christ, the Roman Empire. Israel longed for the coming Messiah who would reign on his father's throne. They longed for Messiah to deliver them from their bondage to Rome and set them free. But when Jesus came, the Son of David, the Messiah, they rejected him, and they had him crucified.
All hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'm going to pray.
When the apostles received the Holy Spirit on Israel's day of Pentecost, they witnessed to the crowds who gathered around them. Their message was this: "Men of Israel, listen to this. Jesus of Nazareth was a man accredited by God to you by miracles, wonders, and signs, which God did among you through him. So you yourselves know this man was handed over to you by God's set purpose and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. David said of him, I saw the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I will not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will live in hope, because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. Peter goes on to say, brothers, I can tell you confidently that the patriarch David died and was buried, and his tomb is here to this day. But he was a prophet, and he knew that God had promised him on oath that he would place one of his descendants on his throne. Seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact. Exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. For David did not ascend to heaven, and yet he said, the Lord has said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. These apostles had known Jesus was the Messiah before he was crucified and raised from the dead. Martha, the sister of Lazarus, even before Jesus raised him from the dead, knew him to be the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. The voice from heaven gave witness to Jesus at his baptism and also at his transfiguration that he was the chosen Son in whom he was well pleased. When Pilate asked Jesus if he were a king, Jesus said yes. He was born to be a king, but his kingdom was not of this world. Why did they crucify Jesus? He claimed to be the Messiah, but he was not the Savior they expected him to be. Some had tried to force him into being a king who would bring a rebellion against Rome. But Jesus came to set Israel free from their slavery from sin. Jesus would not conquer Rome and sit upon David's throne in Jerusalem. He would sit at God's right hand in heaven. He would become king in the hearts of his subjects. He would give the right to become a child of God to all who would call upon him as Lord and Savior. Jesus did indeed come to be a king. He came to establish his kingdom. Jesus read this scripture and applied its fulfillment in himself. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Our message in the name of Christ is to continue the announcement of God's blessings upon all people. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus was rejected because he brought heaven's message of God's love and grace to sinful man. But the people wanted a different freedom, one that would not last. Today, if you hear his voice, we encourage you to come in faith in Jesus for the salvation that is offered from sin and its condemnation. Jesus is sitting upon the throne today, and one day he will come back to earth to reward his followers with a paradise freed from all the unrighteousness found in this world. Jesus invites you into his kingdom today. If we can help you answer that invitation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we invite you to contact us.
You are the sunshine and I am a candle. You are the mountain and I am a hill. ocean and I am a river, winding and swirling and never quite still, winding and swirling and never quite still. You are the canyon and I am a crevice, you are the heavens and I am a star, you are the thunder and I am a whisper, quietly longing to be where you are, quietly longing to be where you are. You are a mighty God, your deeds are so awesome. Mighty God, I stand amazed. You are a mighty God, I worship you only. You are so mighty and worthy of praise. 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 You are the sunshine and I am a candle. You are the mountain and I am a hill. You are the ocean and I am a river, winding and swirling and never quite still, winding and swirling and never quite still. You are a mighty God, your deeds are so awesome. Mighty God, I stand amazed. You are a mighty God, I worship you only. You are so mighty and worthy of praise. 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 You are so mighty and worthy of praise.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.